Ksuvis, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Almana bein mina erisin, bein mina nesuin. An almana, whether she's an almana just from erisin or nesuin, meicheres shaloi bebeistin. So if she's just from erisin, what do we mean that she sells? She can go sell her husband's nechasim without even having to go to Beis Din. She does need to go in front of three experts that can appraise the land that she wants to sell, so she's not taking more than what she should be taking or selling more than what she should be selling. But she doesn't have to go to Beis Din to allow her to do this. Now, what is she selling it for? Because she wants the ksuba. Question is, by erisin, so this is a machlekes rishonim, whether or not, by erisin, a woman actually gets a ksuba if her husband dies or divorces her. So if there is no ksuba that was stipulated, and the Rambam holds that she would not get a ksuba. So according to the Rambam, and we've said this in the past, Tais Yantav brings it here, and he brought it earlier, that you have to say, according to the Rambam, that any time it says that a woman gets a ksuba from Erisin, where she's just mikudashas, she didn't really live with him yet, it's specifically where it was a voluntary ksuba, where he actually wrote a ksuba to her. But if there was no official ksuba, then she would not have a ksuba. As opposed to Nisuin, even if there is no ksuba, there's a takanas chachamim that a woman gets a ksuba. But according to the other Rishonim, that's just stam, a woman that's mureses also has a ksuba. So she's selling it for the ksuba, but she's not selling it for anything else because she doesn't get mizonos yet until she lives with him. And mina Nisuin, if she's already fully married to him, she can just go in and sell his stuff. And we don't assume that she's selling it for the ksuba. Like the Rab points out, she'd be selling it for mizonos. Unless, I guess, she actually says she's selling it for the ksuba. But she's selling it for mizonos, that she has to feed off of something. I think Gemara gives a few reasons why this is so. One is that women will be encouraged to marry people that they would know that if Chas V'Shalom their husband pass away, they don't have to go to Beis Din like beggars to continue to live. Or the other pshat is that we just know that a husband would not want his wife to be degraded in such a situation after he dies. And obviously, if she's already fully married and it's for mizonos, like Tfarso points out, he doesn't want her to starve. So that's pashut, mina nisuin. But even from Erisin, we let her do this. Rabbi Shimon Omer min haNisuin Meicher Shaloi BeBeisdin. Rabbi Shimon agrees when it comes to Nisuin and she's selling it for Mizonos, we don't want her to starve, so we allow her to sell it even without Beis Din. Min haErisin, but if it's just from Erisin, and now he died, but there was no Nisuin yet, like Timkar Alba Beis Din. Here, if she wants to start selling his stuff, she needs to go to Beis Din, B'nei She'ein Lo Mizonos. Because by Erisin, at Erisin, she's still living in her father's house. And by Erisin, her husband's and her husband's family is not chayiv yet to give her mizonos. V'chol she'ein lo mizonos, lo simkor el bebeisin. And any person that's not responsible to give her mizonos, she wants to sell their land, and she would be doing it just for the ksuba. She can sell it unless it's in front of Beis Din. Because here, by Erisin, she can wait. It's not like she's going to starve. She's only selling it for the ksuba. But while she's nesuin, Rabbi Shimon holds that she can sell it even without Beis Din, because of mizonos. And the Ran says on this that once we allow a woman that had nisuin to sell her husband's stuff just for food, we even allow her to sell it even for the ksuba. Because doing so would take off the burden of the yisomim that have to continuously feed her.